Thank you for tuning in to Minot Today. I'm your host, Bob Tim, and I have two guests today, Mike McLeod, the facility director at the Dakota Boys Ranch here in Minot, and Tom Bradley, the store manager of the Dakota Boys Ranch store in town. Guys, say hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having us on, Bob.
You bet. Let's start with Tom and the store. I think most people listening are familiar with the store, either shopping there or donating. And speaking of donating, this has got to be a crazy, crazy time because all the rummage sales come to you in the end.
You got it. Yeah. I would say 80% of our donations throughout the summer are the folks that have either stockpiled, they're cleaning out, or rummage sales that they just can't seem to reach the people to come and buy it. So we are blessed to receive these donations.
I have heard many people ask, is there any store in town that picks up donations?
Sure.
Do you?
We do, and it's free of charge.
Oh, wonderful.
Yep, just give us a call at the store and we will make it happen.
One thing I really like about the Boys Ranch is that I've never purchased anything that I felt like I've had to clean.
Sure. The perception with a lot of thrift stores is that they're yard sale stores or junk stores for all intent and purposes. But what we try to do is take that extra step to make sure that people are 100% satisfied, even if they're coming into a thrift store to buy a product. And ultimately, that's what we're there to do, to raise funds and to get as many funds together as we can for the Boys and Girls Ranch. So we want to give you a product you're going to keep and you're going to want to spend that extra 50 cents for, because we put that in there. You know, integrity says a lot, and pride in what you're doing says a lot. So we like to make sure it shows to the merchandise we sell to.
Another thing that's neat about the Dakota Boys Ranch store is that you often have a lot of new product.
Absolutely. We're not at liberty to discuss, but we do have some benefactors that allow us to purchase products, new products from major retailers, and resell them at the thrift store, again, to benefit the kids out of the ranch.
And speaking of benefiting the kids at the ranch, I know we have listeners that are here for the Air Force base that have come from a distance that are totally unfamiliar with what the Dakota Boys and Girls Ranch is. So I'm going to ask Mike to fill us in a little more. It's a regional thing. It's not just a Minot thing.
That's correct. Our mission is to help at-risk youth, families, and children succeed in the name of Christ. So what we do is we focus very heavily on the children that are there. And then we also look at the families that support them and that any of the support that they have throughout the state. So we have facilities in Minot, Bismarck, and Fargo that help all the families and the kids, whether it's our kids, or we also have services that help just the general public if they need any assistance.
And what kind of kids is this? I mean, again, we have people that aren't familiar with the Dakota Boys and Girls Ranch. These kids, are they from broken homes? Are they already have a track record of drug problems? What's the situation here?
You bet. And it is a variety of that. We have children who have addiction problems. They may have abuse issues. We also have mental health issues that we deal with. And we have a variety of children out there, and the services are at different levels for the different types of issues that the children have. So we see children that have behavioral issues, addiction issues, and then they move into mental health as well.
And again, that a lot of your funding comes from the stores, and we have just such a great store here in Minot. Tom, tell us a little bit about the remodeling that just went on.
Pretty exciting stuff. This has been in the works for a couple of years now, and I was fortunate enough to come on board right at the beginning of this. So I was given the opportunity to lead this, which was kind of a nightmare, but it turned out so beautifully, and there's been so much. There's been nothing but positive response to this. We turned the store inside out, knocked down a few walls, and pretty much rebuilt from the ground up. From new carpet to new LED lighting and everything that goes in between to modernize the store. That's what our focus and aim were. Our public is younger and our buyers are younger, and they want to see something a little bit more modern. But some of our longtime folks are basically sick of looking at the same old stuff. So we decided to flip it around and make it way more appealing than it was and bring it up into at least the late 20th century. And Now we're there, and we've exceeded it a little bit. Even our new signs. And the great thing about this is that the ranch has been so enthusiastic about making sure this happens, and everybody from Mike and facilities folks to our executive leadership, all the way down to our volunteers, we're so excited about making this happen, and we knocked it out of the park, I think.
Volunteers was the next question I was going to ask you about.
Sure.
How many paid employees do you have, and then what parts can a volunteer play to help out?
Well, another fortunate happening for me was being able to coordinate with Mike with our volunteer opportunities. I have 10 paid employees and an equal amount of volunteers, and our volunteers come from so many different sources. We have the worship teams and the spiritual leadership from the Air Force Base to walk-in volunteers who just are very passionate about our mission and what we do and what we're doing to further the development of these kids and their families. So it changes every day. It's the same dynamic. Volunteers can come in and expect to do anything if they're qualified and capable, physically able to handle it, which is not saying much. You could sit there and hand out paper for me one day, and that's all you need to do is hand out a flyer, and you're doing a great thing, and each one is recognized. And we have a yearly award for our volunteers, too. So it's a beautiful thing to be part of and to watch, especially from the volunteer perspective, because they're so incredibly passionate about it. And they help out at the ranch, too. There's lots of stuff going on at the ranch all the time. So it's not just at the store, but I tend to talk about the ranch more or include it because it's such a wonderful thing that we're all part of.
It's the reason the store is there.
It is, 100%.
There's so many things I like about the store. You always keep the inventory moving.
Absolutely.
I visit it every Friday. It's just part of a ritual. And there's really no department I don't shop. You know, lately I've bought a few golf clubs.
Sure. They are there.
Tom and I have become friends because of my love of electronics and music. And that's always something going on. And my wife shops the clothing area a lot. You know, I married the baby of the family, and I'm the baby of the family. So we're used to having not new clothes, you know.
All the hand-me-downs, yes.
Yes. Yep. And so, you know, Dakota Boys Ranch store is right up our alley. It's just perfect.
Great. Well,
who can beat a thrift store find, though? You know how it is when you go there and you find something, you're like, oh, my, I couldn't believe I found this. And you tell everybody what a great deal you got.
I have to tell you, some days, a lot of days, it's pretty self-indulgent working there, too, just to see all the neat stuff that's coming. And while our donors are so amazing, and they know that they're giving us quality stuff, I think that's what sets our donations apart and our donors from anywhere else, you know, people that I've interacted with and talked with. This is not the dump your junk off scenario. Right. This is, we have wrapped and packed and folded and washed and everything else. And they take a lot of pride in telling us this. So this amazing, the types of things that are coming through there.
Very cool. And you're very easy to find. And I don't think I've ever had a problem parking. Now, that's not to say that sometimes the parking lot's pretty full.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
But I've always been able to find a spot.
Sure. Our neighbors are pretty gracious, too, about letting folks park over there. And they just nod their head. Okay.
We were definitely pretty full during the home project. The parking lot was quite full that time.
We get them. They come.
On that inventory turnover, too, the store is a good-sized store, but I think a lot of people don't realize you have a downstairs. Now, that's not for shopping, but
storage.
It helps you store things, sort things, whatever, as well, too.
Most of our sorting actually happens out at the ranch. We have a warehouse facility out there run by a fantastic team of people. And they do 90% of the sorting. We will do pre-truck sorts. If it's an item that we know we can pull off, if it's an electronic item, we can test it, or clothing of certain brands, furniture, appliances, shelving, anything like that, then we'll go ahead and put that inside, test it, clean it up, and put it out. But I would confidently say 90% of the product that comes through there goes through our warehouse facility to be tested, inspected, et cetera, and then it comes back to us to sell. Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad you said that, too, because I think there's a misconception there that some people believe that because when they drop items off at the store on the south side, they go into that truck. I think a lot of people under the misconception that that truck takes it to Fargo and they keep the best and send the rest back, which is totally wrong.
Right.
But that is where you drop it off. You pull it to the south.
What a logistics nightmare that would be. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it would.
Holy cow. My budget wouldn't let it happen.
And when you think of it, even the locations that we have elsewhere, they have a lot of donations that they get because Bismarck gets a lot of local donations, and they focus a lot on furniture-related items.
Yep.
But then we've got a couple Fargo thrift stores who – very similar to you, who get a lot of local donations right there.
Tons. Our West Fargo store, donations are 10 to 1 to us.
Right.
They're processing a solid 10 hours a day. But they have an integrated facility there, too, so that helps that processing. We couldn't handle that much.
Right.
I'd like to handle that much volume.
Right.
We probably got
enough right now.
Oh, yeah. We're good.
We've made a reference a couple times that Dakota Boys and Girls Ranch and all that's associated with it is a faith-based organization.
Absolutely.
Yes, that's correct.
And I think that's important for our listeners to know. We are a faith-based station.
Yes, and we have chapels in all three campuses that are open for the children to attend chapel service. And we have Pastor Rick who heads up our department for all three of our chapels on Minot, Bismarck, and Fargo.
Amazing guy. Amazing spiritual leadership here.
Yes.
He is. Direct. I attend the same church as Pastor Rick, and he is amazing. He's so knowledgeable.
He is.
Including trivia.
Yeah, he is. He is. And music.
And music.
If you haven't talked to him about music, he's very knowledgeable in that area, too.
I just recently gave Rick a nudge to go visit somebody I know that's incarcerated, and that's something he hadn't done for a while, but I think he's getting into that too.
Sure.
And again, he's just an amazing person.
He is. And you know, you talked a little bit about servant teams, and Pastor Rick is our kind of our connection with the servant teams. And he and I work very closely, and I include Tom in this because we utilize those servant teams, whether they're in the store when it's raining or they're helping us like they did recently, putting up fences and painting and getting playgrounds ready for the kids. It's all so appreciated, and Pastor Rick plays a big role in that.
Absolutely. They're pretty passionate about it, too.
Mike and Tom, we're already running out of time, so we're probably going to have to record some more later.
Sure.
And
that would be fine.
Yeah, I think we could fill quite a few shows.
We could, because we just hit the tip of the iceberg with the ranch.
Started, right.
And it's pretty hard not to know where the boys' ranch isn't. I mean,
yes.
It's really...
We're everywhere.
Yeah, yes, yeah. Yes.
But the store is so easy to find. I don't care if you've only been in town a week. You probably know where that store is. But
yes.
Let's give the address, Tom.
It's 1206 South Broadway, right here in Minot.
And does the store have a page on Facebook
with
the ranch and stuff?
Absolutely. Yes. It's DBGR Thrift Stores at Facebook. So if you're looking that up, just look.
And you can also find the website, the webpage as well. When you look at Dakota Boys and Girls Ranch on the webpage, it'll have the links to the stores on there as well. And it has our mission, vision, and history on there that you'll be able to read up on.
Very cool. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for coming in today.
Thank you.
Minot's very fortunate to have several good thrift stores in town. Please remember that when you're cleaning out your closets or your garage, whatever, that we don't need to fill the landfill with useful items. Donate today to your favorite thrift store. Thank you.